This is a hearing for William Upton, that's UPTON, ADC number 128149. Mr. Upton has been certified by the Department of Corrections for a 412B 411 hearing. That is to be considered for parole to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. He is currently serving a sentence for attempt to molestation of a child. He received 12 years for that one, and the sentence began for this purpose in May 5, in 2009. He became parole eligible on May 5, 2015, and his CSED date on that one would be May 4, 2021. If he's paroled to his next consecutive sentence, it would be for molestation of a child, attempt to commit. That would also be a 12-year sentence, and it would begin on the date that it would begin, would be May 4, 2021. He will become parole eligible for that one on May 4, 2027, and he would become the CSED date on that one would be May 3rd, 2033. And there are three other counts of molestation of a child attempt to commit, each one of those 12 years. He waived his appearance today. And the reason that he's given for waiving his appearance today is that he's too weak and sickly, and he's also traumatized from cancer. He also, I would just put on the record that he did send a letter to the board, a four-page letter to the board expressing the reasons why he did not wish to appear before the board at this particular time. And of course, he's not here to explain why, to give these reasons in, himself, but I did want to put on the record that he did provide that to the board. The offense itself went on record as of August 22nd, 1995. It was at that time when the victim, Ms. Thompson, contacted the sheriff's office to press charges against her biological father, the defendant, for sexually molesting her when she was a child. The family at that time resided in Sierra Vista, Arizona, and there was over a period of 10 years that was sexual molestation from 1978 to 1988. And according to the victim, there was hundreds of times between the age of 4 and 14 that her father molested her. At the time, he was eventually indicted for this on 32 counts of child molestation. He said that his abusive relationship with the victim was an isolated case. He was in his mid-30s at the time, and this started in a local gym when she was, this is what he admitted, when she was 4 years of age, when she was sitting on his lap, and of course he became aroused, and that resulted in a molestation that went on for a period of 10 years. We do have some letters from his family members, but the most recent one would have been in 2015. We also note that there are five letters from victims opposing his being provided, moved to his next consecutive sentence, and the most recent one of those came this year in 2017. I would point out that the sheriff's office is opposing his, the county attorney's office is opposing his being moved to his next consecutive sentence. Now, I would point out the fact that he is 75 years of age. However, inasmuch as these crimes did take place with someone between the ages, between the age of 4 and 14, and over a 10-year period, and since he's not here to give any explanation at all himself, although he does have a letter, I would like to move to deny. However, I would point out just for the record, if the plea agreement would have, the minimum would have been 5 years, The presumptive would have been 10 years, the maximum would have been 15. He received 12 years for each one of them, which is less than the maximum and just a little more than the presumptive. And with that being said, I'm prepared to listen to discussion from board members as it relates to Mr. Upton, Mr. William Upton at this time.
Agreed.
Okay. And therefore, I'm going to move to deny Mr. Upton parole to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
And reason for denial, give me 1 second here. Okay, 1 second. The reason for denial is serious, I'm going to say that because this was a charge, serious and violent offense. Serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, age of the victim, victim harassment for someone at that age. We don't need a release plan because he will be moving to his next consecutive sentence. I'm going to leave it at that. Is there any other reasons for denial that any board member wish to include of this one? Any others?
No, sir.
Hearing none, I am, and he would not qualify for a set off. Therefore, I think I've already made the motion to deny. Therefore, Mr. Upton has been denied his move to his next consecutive sentence, an absolute discharge, and he will be certified by the Department of Corrections in about 6 months to appear before this board again, and then he will be placed on the calendar of the board of the executive clemency. And this will end his hearing. Thank you so very much.
That's right. I'm going to need